When juveniles break the law and get convicted in court, part of their punishment sometimes involves community service or rehabilitation. In Western Massachusetts, the punishment for some young offenders is Shakespeare, performing Shakespeare. Tonight, the peak of the punishment as they stage their final performance. WBUR's Andrea Shea dropped in on a recent rehearsal and has this report.
You're going to be fine.
NR?
You learn lines like that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Like most first-time actors, the teens at this 11th hour rehearsal are nervous about their roles in Shakespeare's Henry V.
I am Nim, the drunken idiot.
16-year-old Jesus is also a juvenile offender, along with a dozen or so other kids drifting into a church just a block away from the Berkshire Juvenile Court in Pittsfield. They're minors, and I've been asked to refer to them by their first names to protect their privacy. As they fill a circle of chairs waiting for check-in, they snack, joke, flip middle fingers at each other, and create some real-life drama of their own.
You weren't even there.
Yeah,
you were sleeping.
You almost got me in trouble.
You were sleeping. So how would you get in trouble for doing, for sleeping?
My probation officer told me that you almost got me in trouble
for sleeping.
They all have probation officers. Some have been in lockup. One girl is under house arrest and wears an ankle bracelet. Jesus, sporting an oversized red hoodie and a goatee, says he was convicted for beating someone up.
Yeah, it's not good. It was assault and battery with a deadly weapon.
Jesus admits he was shocked in court when the judge sentenced him to 6 intense weeks of Shakespeare.
I was like, what the hell is Shakespeare? I don't want to do no damn Shakespeare. Shakespeare's whack. But then I came here and I seen all my friends. And then Kevin, I love Kevin. Kevin's my boy. It's the only reason why I only come. It's because of Kevin.
Jesus is talking about Kevin Coleman, a co-founder of Shakespeare & Company in nearby Lenox, where he's also the education director. He runs the Shakespeare in the Courts program.
To be sentenced to perform in a Shakespeare play is a little unimaginable.
When the kids first enter the program, Coleman says they're moody, unmanageable, and angry. He and a team of two other directors work hard to wrangle the rambunctious fledgling actors so they're ready for their mandatory stage debut.
Can we circle up real quick? James, Jesus, come join us. James.
Over the course of 6 weeks, though, Coleman says most of the kids get with the program. He drills them on their lines from Henry V.
One line from the play. Starting with you, we'll go around this way. One line, yours or somebody else's, from the play, and then we'll repeat it.
Pish.
On three, two, three. Pish!
Oh, viper vile, pistol's cock is up, and flash and fire will follow.
Oh, viper vile, pistol's cock
is up. As Macduff has quoted in Macbeth as saying, I have no words, my voice is in my sword.
Juvenile court judge Paul Paracci says that Shakespearean quote describes many kids who resort to violent or criminal behavior. 10 years ago, he and Kevin Coleman dreamed up this idea of forcing juvenile offenders to do time with the bard, 3 hours a day, 3 to 4 days a week, for 6 weeks, or get locked up.
They don't know how to communicate their feelings, and in frustration, they lash out with a clenched fist, a shod foot, a weapon, a baseball bat, or whatever is available.
But here, and especially in a play about war such as Henry V, these kids are supposed to get violent in a safe way. And Judge Paracci says pretend sword fighting and battle scenes somehow help the kids learn to talk and manage their anger.
And second battle, go! Third battle, go!
The kids run around the room playing out the battle. Jesus slices and stabs at the air around his friend, the guy he was arguing with at the beginning of rehearsal. Jesus tells me his 6-week bout with the bard has affected him, like earlier this same day when he punched a locker at Pittsfield High instead of a classmate. But 6 weeks ago...
I would have hit him. Boom! Not one word, just hit him.
So then is it teaching you what? Patience? Self-control?
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
And his friend, a blue-eyed 16-year-old named James, says doing Shakespeare has changed his act, too.
Doing better in school.
But even more than that...
I'm allowed to say whatever I want. I don't know, it just gives me something to do after school when I'm not out there selling drugs.
And while this award-winning Shakespeare program appears to have a positive effect, director Kevin Coleman says it's not a silver bullet.
There's an unspoken question hovering in the background about, does this fix them? It doesn't fix them. This program is not designed to fix them, and that's not our goal.
The goal, he says, is to open these kids up so that they can shake off their armor, even for a little while, even with the chance that they might reoffend. But, of course, Coleman and his team aren't therapists.
But Shakespeare, oh God, I'll get in such trouble for saying this. I would say Shakespeare is a really good therapist. His insights are profound. They reveal human nature so accurately. I mean, they're working with about the best therapist they could ever have in doing these plays.
And the kids will be doing Henry V tonight, including a song in Latin, on stage at Shakespeare and Company's Founders Theater, in front of an audience filled with their parents, probation officers, and Paul Paracci. The retired judge hasn't missed a single Shakespeare in the Courts performance in 10 years. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
You gotta sing louder.
To see a video of the students rehearsing Henry V, go to our website, wbur.org.